Hello, this is Allison Boyd Justice. These three poems are from my book, Solstice to Solstice to Solstice, A Year of Sunrises in Poetry. Sunrise number 45. When your groggy body says that the world, that most of the world is irrelevant, listen cautiously. Sunrise number 92. The earth waits. The chloroplasts are waiting. Plants everywhere are holding their water and carbon dioxide, waiting for the energy to turn it into oxygen and sugar. Flowers wait on the day-flying insects to come in, poke around, fly away, pollinate. The diurnal lizards are waiting. We're waiting. If all these chemicals, these atoms of all these molecules were rearranged so that our bodies were not our bodies, and we couldn't live here, and neither could any birds, and this rock we call our whole world was no more than rock and strange gases, nothing about it would be disappointed a bit if for some reason it hurtled out of its orbit forever or for moments. Fair, far, exogenous fire, come. Sunrise number 361. Enough, enough, enough. Love what is near. This next poem is Psalm for the Wildlife Corridors after Psalm 24. Who will climb the holy hill? It's uphill work and hearts are strained. Can angioplasty clear the path and lift up gates and doors again, that the glory of the Lord may come in? If the age of miracles has ceased and all the world is here for us to conquer, gobble, waste, then what? Then load up on oil and LDL. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who dwell therein. Make way for every thirsting javelina on its way. Make way for frugenous pygmy owl, its flight height lower than human's border barrier. See the clouder of ocelots, divided and inbred, kino checkerspot butterfly, black-footed ferret, mule deer. Come, undam rivers, undam land, edge effects dull, corrupt, constrict, floodlights, traffic, water drainage changes, plaque, angina, coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis of the soul. Come, undam.